Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio, and today's episode is being brought to you by Ghostbed. The IDF announced over the weekend that they have executed hundreds of targets inside of Gaza, to include some of the top leaders of Hamas inside of Khan Yunis. Confirmed deaths of two separate commanders coming out of Khan Yunis, one by Hamas and the other by another terror organization. Over this last week, we saw an uptick in Israeli airstrikes all throughout of Gaza. And today we are actually starting to see uprisings in cities like Khan Yunis. Currently, the Israeli Defense Force is in several different locations. These little circle icons that you guys are seeing right here, these are tank units. These ones with X's, these are infantry units or ground units. Now, generally speaking, you're not going to have tanks operating by themselves. They're going to be accompanied by infantry troops. Again, this is a general outline and doesn't necessarily mean that this is 100% where Israeli Defense Forces are at. Just to be clear, that would be really, really irresponsible of me to share that information. But as you can see up in the north in Beit Hanan and Beit Lahia, we have lots of Israeli Defense Force troops. Obviously, they've stormed the north. All the way down south, when we start getting over into Khan Yunis, we actually had an Israeli special forces raid that took place right about here, okay, right up over here inside of the north, and the Israeli special forces ended up going. Hey. And the Israeli special forces ended up going in there. Some of them dressed as women, as the reports are saying, in civilian vehicles. They ended up executing their target, killing the person that they were after, and ended up taking his wife and children with them after they schwacked the guy. Now, some people might be asking, why would the Israeli Defense Force want to take a wife and kids? Number one, I'm not quite sure the age of the kids, but the wife would actually have valuable intelligence, and they're not going to extract it out of her through freaking, what do you want to call it, torture and things like that. No, simply they're going to offer her things that she would probably enjoy in life more than where she was living inside Gaza, to be able to get that valuable intelligence off of her to help out with operations. Now, prior to Israel entering into the Gaza Strip, we saw civilian uprisings take place over on the north side of the Gaza Strip, as well as in Khan Yunis. All of those kind of got really quiet and they went away. That is up until today. Check these out. It seems now that the word has got out that Israel is going into Gaza and that they are not going to leave, that they're not going to pause, the population inside of Gaza has again risen up, and they are calling for Hamas to give up. They're calling for Hamas to surrender and to stop the fighting. Khan Yunis itself has been subject to a lot of bombings over the last freaking like 48 hours. I mean, they've been relentlessly getting pounded. This is another video coming out of Khan Yunis just showing the size of some of these crowds that are actually coming out to rise up against Hamas, telling them that they need to step down. It is very unlikely that Hamas is going to listen to him, and all these people are putting their necks on the line. But again, Israel is right on the outskirts and conducted a SF raid deep inside of Khan Yunis just last night. Now, these are by far some of the largest uprisings that we've seen taking place over inside Gaza, and that primarily they're all coming out of Khan Yunis. Again, this is a really good sign. This is right here showing that the Israeli Defense Force has kind of won the psychological terrain battle. And you got to understand, when you're dealing with a terrorist organization such as Hamas, you are not just fighting a battle of physical terrain, as I've stated numerous times. You're actually fighting a battle, right, of human terrain, and the people of Gaza have to be done with Hamas if Israel wants any long-term success. Now, they haven't won over the entire population of Gaza by any stretch. I want you guys to check out this video right here of what is not, I repeat, is not a child soldier.
نرى شهداءنا ونرى إخواننا أشلاء ودماء ونصبر نصبر لأن هدفنا أكبر من الإنسان وأكبر من الأرض نحن ندافع عن قضية.
Now, this line right here is probably the most important line out of the video, right? We are defending a cause, and listen to where he takes it.
وندافع عن عقيدة.
We are defending a belief of a stolen homeland. And what stolen homeland might that be? Well, they're referring to the land of Palestine, which would be all-encompassing of Israel, to include the West Bank, to include the Gaza Strip, to include parts of southern Lebanon, and to include some parts of Syria. And if only the nations of UK, France, and Canada would have understood that's what Israel's up against, they probably wouldn't have done this press release today where they're pressuring Israel to back out of Gaza or face even more economic sanctions. Not only are they telling them that they need to stop, they're telling them that they need to come up with a two-state solution, and they're also telling them that the famine that's occurring there is unlikely. And that is despite the IPC and the Famine Review Committee coming out numerous times over the last year and a half, three separate times, in fact, with one currently under review, stating that there is no famine occurring inside of Gaza. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can quite literally look at these Palestinian propagandists that are over here on the streets shouting, this guy has clearly gained weight, and so has this famous Palestinian press reporter. So it's funny to me and the rest of the international community that despite the claims of famine taking place in Gaza and the starvation of civilians, there's literally no evidence of it whatsoever. They haven't been able to, and you can fact check me on this, they have not been able to attribute one single civilian death to starvation in Gaza. Not one. The only people that have claimed that is the Palestinian Ministry of Health, and even then, it's unverified. Now, the very real threat that is facing Israel and the United States of America is Iran. And I don't take those words lightly. I say that for a reason, because the Ayatollah over this weekend straight up threatened the United States of America in a statement and on Twitter. In public speaking, he threatened the United States. In public speaking, he threatened Israel. It would seem that the negotiations from the United States and Iran are not going that well, despite the Trump administration claiming that they are. Now, in all fairness, Donald Trump did come out this weekend and state that they are running out of time, and that it is very important that he doesn't want to have to solve it violently, but he will if he's got to. Ladies and gentlemen, if there was ever anything you took my advice on, maybe take it on this, and that is the importance of your sleep quality. It is so important. That is when your body literally repairs itself. We don't even understand the full effects, but what we do know is that we spend a buttload of our lives laying down and sleeping. We spend money on everything, but for some reason, people like to short themselves on mattresses. And if you were going to spend at least a third to half of your life laying inside of a bed, wouldn't you want to do it from a family-owned business with over 60,000 five-star reviews? I know I would, which is why I'm bringing you guys GhostBed. They're a family-owned company with over 20 years of experience, and each mattress is made in the USA with premium materials that are built to hold up through the years. Their new lineup includes three solid mattresses, the Comfort, the Signature, and Lux, each available in all foam or hybrid. All of them include GhostBed's exclusive Pro Core layer that gives your midsection some extra support. That's where your body is the heaviest and where other mattresses tend to sag over time. GhostBed is all about sleeping cooler too. Every mattress has a cooling features, but their Lux mattress in particular has patent cooling tech that you won't find anywhere else. With GhostBed, you get a 101 night sleep trial, free shipping, and a 20 to 25 year warranty, which is twice the industry standard. If you've got questions, a real human in Florida answers the phone, no bots and no nonsense. So here's where to go. Go to GhostBed.com/Rob and use code Rob to get an extra 10% off your order. That's ghostbed.com/Rob. Promo code Rob. Real comfort, real support, and finally, real sleep. And then today, Iran ends up coming out and stating that because of the new sanctions that the United States placed on them, because Iran chose to enrich uranium up to 60%, storing over 600 pounds of 60% enriched uranium, Iran then came out today and said that they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz, or at least threaten to do so. And again, this is following a weekend of statements of the Ayatollah such as these.
Ishan. و مسئولان آمریکایی دولت‌های آمریکا از قدرت استفاده کردند برای قتل عام غزه برای جنگ افروزی در هر جایی که بتوانند برای حمایت کردن از مزدوران خودشون
so many mercenaries
استفاده کردند چه از قدرت برای ایجاد صلح استفاده کردند بله از قدرت می شود برای صلح و امنیت استفاده کرد به همین دلیل هم هست که ما به کوری چشم دشمنان
I hope you're reading that correct. I hope I'm not the only one that's doing that. What the Ayatollah just stated, that they will increase their power the way that the United States has for their security. Now, what other power could he be talking about increasing other than nuclear weapons? I can't possibly think of one, especially when we're sitting here on the verge of this supposed nuclear freaking agreement with Iran. But it doesn't seem like the Ayatollah is coming to the table. And it seems like the only thing that's going to have to happen in the future is a really firm American boot up Iran's butt in order to get them to stop developing nuclear weapons. They are refusing to give up their centrifuges. They think it is their right, and that is their sticking point. And yet the United States and our freaking special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, explicitly have stated time and time again that Iran will not be allowed to enrich uranium.
The president has been very clear. He wants to solve this this conflict diplomatically and with dialogue. And he's given all the signals. He's directly sent letters to the Supreme Leader. I have been dispatched to deliver that message as well, and I've delivered it. But on the other hand, we have one very, very clear red line, and that is enrichment. We cannot allow even 1% of an enrichment capability.
They cannot allow even 1% of an enrichment capability. And I don't know if you noticed what this said when I first opened it up, but it says Donald Trump on a nuclear deal with Iran. I think we're getting close. Now, how close do you think we are after what I just played for you that the Ayatollah said this weekend? I highly doubt we are. Now, rumors of the B-2 Spirit bombers being moved out of Diego Garcia turned out to be true. However, those B-2s have been replaced by B-52s, and they carry a slightly larger load capacity for those who are unaware. And for those who are saying, well, the freaking 52 is not a stealth bomber. It doesn't matter. The U.S. also has the B-21 that we can launch from here in the United States of America and launch it all the way over, bomb the crap out of Iran, and have it return without Iran knowing any better. Now, back over inside Gaza, Israel has targeted the Nasrat camp yet again. All right? You guys can see it right up here on your screen, Nasrat camp. Let me blow that up nice and big for you. That's where they went in. This is also where Israel conducted a hostage rescue operation in June of last year. Now, this operation supposedly targeted a Hamas command and control structure. I'm going to take you over there right now, and we're going to take a look at the aftermath of the supposed strike. Now, despite the civilian population rising up over inside of Gaza today, it seems like the fight is still on. These are images that are coming out of Khan Yunis tonight of flares being popped out over the city. It would seem that the IDF is keeping a relentless bombardment on the city of Khan Yunis over inside of Gaza. Additionally, the Houthis continue to be a thorn in the side for Israel. Over the weekend, the Houthis claimed to fire two ballistic missiles at Israel. One of those ballistic missiles was intercepted and allegedly was aimed at the international airport. That, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is yet another sign that Iran has a bombing coming from both the United States and from Israel. Donald Trump has many times made it very clear that the IRGC, which is directly under control of the Ayatollah, is directly responsible for everything that the Houthis do, and they continue to target Israel. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.